as the Blue Rocks start their 24th season. The Riverfront Development Corporation turns 20 years old. The Riverfront seems to have finally started to deliver on the potential many believed it had. But what's next in the process? What more can people expect to see on the Wilmington Riverfront?
Well, what's next? Let's talk about two things. The Buccini-Poland Group is about ready to break ground on the second phase of its Harlan Flats mid-rise residential luxury apartment building. And that construction there should get underway in a matter of weeks. And then later on this year, two more hotels will be coming. Again, Buccini-Poland is building them. And when they come up, we don't know exactly where they're going to be on the riverfront. Buccini-Poland says that they're still in some sensitive negotiations with the hotel sponsors, but that's going to give more people a reason to come down to the riverfront for conventions, meetings, and the like, and to stay. So it's another big addition right there.
I was going to say both of those things kind of go to that point of creating kind of a critical mass, both in terms of residents who actually live there, and then obviously bringing people down on a regular basis year round. And is that still something that everyone's talking about? Is like, how do we continue to build that critical mass?
Well, I think they're at the point where they're feeling that the critical mass is almost there. When you add the second phase of the Harlan Flats and those units are occupied, you'll probably have 1,600, 1,700 residents in the riverfront area. That is pretty significant in terms of the hotels. Having the one hotel that's there already, the Westin, that was certainly a plus. But the folks at the Chase Center say that you really need two to three hotels in the area in order to attract mid-sized conventions, the types of things that are going to stay here for 3 or 4 days and attract fairly large crowds. I think we're going to say that the critical mass, by the time these projects are done, will have pretty much been achieved. There'll still be room for more, certainly, on the west side, but the critical mass is close to being there.
The biggest game changer, though, that could be on the horizon is a bridge connecting the west side, which has obviously been developed, to the underdeveloped east side. Tell us a little bit about this bridge plan and what its implications are for the riverfront moving forward.
Well, the bridge plan essentially would create a connector from Market Street, South Market Street, over into the developed west side of the river, connecting in the area closest to the Peterson Wildlife Refuge, beyond where the former shipyard shops now, which is now a series of office buildings, is located. When that is completed, and I believe it's in 2019, is the anticipated completion date. Two things are going to happen. First, it's going to improve access to the west side, and particularly from people coming from the south and from the east. And in conjunction with that, it's going to make it a whole lot easier for folks who are at events at the Chase Center and at Frawley Stadium to get out on nights when there are traffic jams, when everybody is trying to get out along West Street and Justison Street. That's number one. Number two, it's going to literally pave the way for development on the long-neglected east side of the river, the area between Market Street and the river, where there are still some old industrial buildings and a lot of abandoned sites right now that the Riverfront Development Corporation is in the process of buying up.
Is there any initial indication or even kind of thoughts, concepts as to what might go on the east side of the riverfront?
It's fair to say that there is no single vision of what might be there, but I think you can look at an office complex, a series of office complexes, some residential development, probably another river walk that would, on the east side of the river, similar to the one that's on the west, maybe a small piece of parkland that would have a picnic area and parking lot and the like. It's got, whatever it is, nobody's quite sure what it's going to be. Again, it's going to depend to some extent on who the developers are, whether they're large corporations, small corporations, whatever, who are interested in locating there. but it's certainly going to be compatible and have a similar look and feel to what's already on the west side.
But as we've learned, if we've learned anything from the last 20 years, what eventually happens on the east side may look very different than what we just talked about. People forget, I think, sometimes that what we see now on the west side of the riverfront is not what people had in mind 20 years ago, not even really 10 or 15 years ago.
Well, actually, if you go back 20 years, what was initially conceived was primarily developing on the east side and creating an area below the railroad station and along Market Street and along the east side of the river that would somewhat resemble Baltimore's Inner Harbor. Didn't happen. The development wound up coming on the west side, and even there was a large exhibition center that showed some blockbuster museum exhibits. That lasted a couple of years, and then its popularity faded, and we wound up with the Chase Center. Kahunaville was a very popular nightclub, and that lost favor, and we wound up with the Delaware Children's Museum. The shipyard shops were designed to be a complex of outlets for catalog stores, never developed traction, in part because of the transportation access issues that we've talked about. And now that's essentially an office complex. So what we were looking at on the west side 20 years ago, even 15 years ago, is nothing at all like it is now. So what happens on the east side, we can't be sure. What the people are thinking about for developing in the next 4 or 5 years may or may not be what it looks like 20 years from now.
And I guess part of the reason why the east side concept gave way to the west side concept had to do with the first thing that came to the riverfront, and that was the Blue Rocks and Frawley Stadium. That was placed on the west side. It became the kind of remarkably consistent anchor for this area over really now a quarter of a century nearly. How important has that been, Frawley, the Blue Rocks, as an anchor to make this thing work and give them the flexibility to kind of shift plans over the course of time to get to where we are now?
Well, I think certainly what happened with Frawley Stadium and with the phenomenal success that the Blue Rocks had at the start in the early 1990s was it gave people a reason to come down to the riverfront. I mean, this was an area that was abandoned. The Wilmington Public Works Yard had been the main attraction. It was really a pretty messy place to go to. And the Blue Rocks and Frawley Stadium gave people a reason to go there, and people came and they realized that they could be safe. The Chase Center with the original conception of it as an exhibition center brought more people down. The shipyard shops again brought people into the area, but not nearly enough to be sustainable. But the fact is, Frawley got it all started, and people gradually realized that they could come down to the riverfront and have a good time and feel safe. And everything else has very much built upon that.
Do you think it's fair to say that since the Blue Rocks were and are very family-oriented entertainment, that helped kind of move the riverfront into that direction where you see things now like a movie theater, the Children's Museum, Stratosphere, that it wound up serving as the example of what would draw people there?
I think that's probably true to some extent. I wouldn't necessarily say that that's the only reason. If you're going to accommodate a broad demographic and have a successful venue, you do have to broaden your reach and make it attractive to many, many different types of people, many different age groups. But it is undeniable that the riverfront has become a more family-friendly destination. On top of that, besides the being family-friendly, is you have a solid core of nonprofit organizations on the riverfront that were there early and have stayed there and have continued to develop. The Delaware Theater Company, the Delaware Center for Contemporary Arts, now known as the Delaware Contemporary, the Wilmington Youth Rowing Association, Opera Delaware. So you've got a lot of organizations down there that have made an investment in the riverfront. So you take the nonprofits, you take the family-oriented activities, and then you take the residential on top of that, and you know, you've really got a very lively, vibrant part of the city that is, you know, really something that's quite enjoyable.
And even though the Rocks and Froy have been fairly consistent over the years, they are seeing some changes as well. What's going on there?
It's been probably 15 years since they've had any sort of major upgrade to the stadium. This year, they've come in and they've put in all new seatings, almost all new seating, 5,000 new seats and with backs, individual seats. There are only some of the old aluminum bench seats remain, and they're down the foul lines in the general admission area. So you've got better seating there. And then looking ahead, they are talking about even more improvements in the next year or two, hopefully developing a concourse that would run around the outfield with special activity areas for children and the like that would enable you to actually walk the entire circumference of the stadium, all 360 degrees of it, and be able to look in at the ball field and watch the game at the same time.